The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing really well, bud. It's the weekend before Thanksgiving here, and it's holiday season is going to be thrust upon us on Thursday, buddy.
Yes, sir. I mean, this is it, right? Off we go to the holidays, and off we go to the end of the year. It'll feel like it'll go by very quick, right? Thanksgiving being later this year, and I guess next weekend's already December 1st, right? If I'm
yes.
not mistaken with my calendar in my mind. And here we are.
Yeah, you know, it's really, it's unbelievable that it's Thanksgiving. It certainly just, to me, doesn't feel like Thanksgiving. You know, and the reality of the situation is it's as late as it can be this year. You know, basically, it's almost the last day of the month in November, and that's in comparison to last year when it was like one of the earliest dates that it could be. You know, in the year, and so it's like you said, Mike. It's gonna it's gonna close quickly, man.
Sure will. And, you know, from an economic or a business or financial standpoint, if you will, really we're down to a month, right? We're down to a month to kind of get the year tucked away, things that maybe need to be done for folks out there. And, you know, and like we said, with the holidays coming, usually a big, how would you say, distraction.
Sure.
Sometimes we've been known to call it excuses,
yeah.
right? But so we're going to call it a distraction this year. But if there's things to be done, you know, ring the bell. You're down to 1 month.
Well, Mike, you know something. It's very interesting that you say that because there's a whole bunch of things happening that really could people could use as a springboard to move themselves, you know, forwards here. We had the market over 28,000. You know, it's bad. You know, back off a little bit, but you know. We have markets sitting at all-time highs. Chances are a lot of people's accounts that are listening to the show right now are sitting at the highest values that they've ever been at during their lifetime. You know, probably a whole ton of bunch of people sitting out there. You got a year coming to a close in which you probably promised yourself back in January that, you know, hey, you want to know something? This year I'm going to, you know, put financial strategies in place for me. One of my goals is to make sure that, you know, I do that. So there's a whole host of things that people are staring at right now and that to me are compelling reasons to perhaps consider taking some action here into the end of the year.
Oh, most definitely. You know, there's things that need to be done, things that can be done. And, you know, again, Doug, when we speak to the listening audience, it always feels like we're speaking to different pots of people, if you will. And you know, for those who chose to do the verbal, chose to do nothing. Okay, they're getting mad at me. They're messing with me. You know, if you chose to do nothing, here we are again. And like you said, there are a host of things that can be done. And you know, should I ask what's your plan for 2020?
Yeah, you know, Mike.
You know, here we go again.
Yeah, now, you know, listen, it's sort of like catch 22 here at this time of year, because I want people to make sure they're paying attention for several reasons, of which I mentioned before. In addition to it, there may be some very good income tax reasons for you to pay attention to what's going on in your financial life and your portfolio right now, but also to get 2020 off to the best start that you can get it off to. The only way to do that at the end of the day is to take some sort of action. I mean, you know, you got to look at it. And, you know, there's periods in time when we come on the radio and we're very emphatic about certain things. And one of the things that I'm very emphatic about, you know, right now, Mike, is that these markets are back to all-time highs. Now, I'm not saying that the markets are going to go backwards, but what I am saying is that you should make sure that you review your situation so that if the markets go back, that perhaps your wishes and desires don't go backwards with it. Take a look and see what's going on right here, because what happens in when markets advance, like markets have been advancing for well over a decade now, is that your risk profile that you have in your accounts may have gotten to a level that you are completely unaware of as a result of the success.
I agree with you, but I'm going to take a simpler approach, okay? And you're giving reasons why people need to sit down and go through their stuff, which is great. And I'm just going to say, I'm not here to tell you what to invest in, or I'm not here to tell you, you know, how to invest. But what I think you should invest in is an hour into yourself and financially. And I think you deserve it. You need to sit down and take a look at yourself and say, what am I doing? What's my goals? And invest that time into yourself, okay? Forget about the who and the what's of it. You need to do that. And I think, Doug, sometimes we used to talk about that a lot in the past, right? Invest an hour into yourself, your financial world, your financial future, you know. And we won't even talk about, you know, what you should be doing or not doing, or the market's at an all-time high. You need to take the time and do it. I mean, and who can argue that? How can you sit there and say, if I've done nothing with my financial affairs, Doug,
right,
I shouldn't take an hour and invest it into myself to find out, what am I doing? Am I on pace? Is there you know, something bad can happen to me? Is nothing going to happen to me?
Or is something great on the horizon
right,
for happening?
Right, right. It's not always negative.
Correct.
Correct. Correct. But I think you need to just put that hour, you know, get it. You need to do it.
You know, Mike, we've spoken about this for, you know, well, we've been on the show. The show's been on the air for decades, right? So, and we've had the same basic message to the people, you know, all the time, and that's make sure that you're paying attention to your stuff, turning to us to allow us to help you and show you ideas that can help you accomplish your goals and objectives and, you know, and all that stuff. But you know what the reality is, Mike, that, and this is that more people take time spending their 1 week vacation than they do planning out their financial affairs for the remainder of their lifetime.
Well said. And you've said that for years, Doug. I must have heard that, you know, 1,000 times over 23 years with you on the show. And it's true, right? And, you know, I know I'm going to spend more time watching football this weekend. You know what I'm saying? And it's only half a game, an hour. You get what I'm saying? And it's just like,
it's not even a half a game.
Right. You're going to say, oh, I can't miss that game. You know, got to watch that game. Well, I mean, somewhere along the line, your financial future's got to become your game and say, I got to invest, you know, an hour. I got to find out what's going on. You know, we used to say, you have the right to know. You know, don't you want to know, you know, like, what am I doing? Am I doing it right? Am I not doing anything? Phrase it however you want. You need to do it.
Mike, don't you think as if you're a married couple, you owe it to each other to do that.
Sure.
If you're a single person, you owe it to yourself to do that. And, you know, we come on the air each week, and I'll bet you sometimes people are like, oh, here they go again, you know, talking about the importance of doing this. But, folks, it is that important. At the end of the day, you'll never hear us come on here and tell you to invest in this or that, or, you know, any of that stuff. There's plenty of other, you know, garbage shows that are out there that you can listen to that are going to go there and try to hawk a product on you and try to tell you that this is the best financial instrument and it's appropriate for everybody. And we know that that's a bunch of, you know, garbage, if you will. At the end of the day, the most important thing is to have plans and strategies in places. And when you're sitting here and you're looking at markets that are all-time highs and you're looking at account, you know, statements that are going to come in and are sitting at all-time highs, and you're not going to do anything about it, you need to understand, Mike and I are students of the game here. We are students of our industry. We know that there comes periods of time when markets have pullbacks, and those periods of time can be very punishing, not only to the value of your accounts, but they can be punishing towards your objectives in life. In 2008, after 2008, we met with a whole bunch of people who listened to the radio show after that and said, I didn't do anything beforehand. My objective was to retire in 2009, and now I can't. We don't want that to happen anymore. But there's only one way it can happen, and that's, you know, that you out there, yeah, you have to say to yourself, you know what? They're right. I'm going to take some sort of action here and do something about it. I'm sorry if I sound like I'm up on a soapbox right now, you know, preaching to all of you, but I do really believe that this is that important, especially now.
Yeah, I agree, Doug. And, you know, I'm sitting here again thinking as you're talking and thinking to myself, if you're out there and you know, one side of your mouth, Doug, you're saying, well, the markets are close to all-time highs and people are probably at all-time highs and things are going pretty good. But there's a side of me that says, hey, you know what? We're not saying for you to do this because you need to step on the gas harder and you need to make more. We're saying, how about some protections and some safety nets put into your financial future? Okay, because I'd rather see you have protection and safety nets and maybe some guarantees and some things you can fall back on than saying, oh, I need to make more. I need to advance the ball down the field harder. I mean, so in other words, I guess what I'm saying is I'd rather see what a good concrete plan than worrying about, oh, you should try to make more at this stage of the game.
Yeah, and you know what else, Mike, is that some people out there right now may be just fine. You might be on the right track.
Sure.
But absolutely, you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your family to allow us to give you an opinion on that and let you know what we think. We are in our practice right now. We are having such a large segment of clients that are going from the transformation from, you know, work to retirement right now. And I got to tell you is that it's more and more and more and more and more. So if we're seeing it with our clients in the office right now, can you imagine the number of people that aren't, you know, out there right now, that aren't working with us, that this is really impacting? And it's a whole host of people that have got to be listening to the show right now.
Absolutely, Doug. And you know, that's a great point. And nonetheless, that's where we are, right? So, you know, here we are given the eye-opener, the pep talk, call it what you will, about, you know, trying to get something done, trying to do something for yourself, you know, call it whatever you may, an investment into yourself, the right to know, whatever. But you need to get it done. And that's the bottom line. So take it as you may, but you need to take a step forward and get the ball rolling. And what brings us up is, yes, we are closing out another year. Yes, it is a month away from another year. But that doesn't mean, you know, it's closing out your financial life or like you said, Doug, if you're heading into retirement, we've been saying to people, we believe retirement's going to be 25 to 30 years for you. We're all living a lot longer.
But you know what, Mike, you are right. But the reality of the situation is, especially if you're a regular listener to the program, you know, you hear this from us periodically. You know, if this market was, I don't care, Mike, if it was May right now and this market was sitting at these levels, we'd be saying the exact same thing. And please don't misunderstand our emphasis to you on paying attention to this when markets are at this level as our impression or our interpretation that the markets are going to go backwards from here, because we don't know. That's the reality. But we want you to be set up for both circumstances. Or I should say, for three circumstances. How's your retirement or how's your financial goals and objectives going to look like if the market continues to go up, if the market stays flat, or if the market goes backwards? Don't you think that makes the most sense? I mean, a football team has an offense, a defense, and a special teams unit.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug, you're right. You need an answer to all three of those questions, okay? And if it's just like, you know, if your game plan's been as long as the market keeps going up, we're good, we're
right.
Okay, no negative news, that statement's looking okay. But I never really pondered what happens if things hit a stale or if we go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to have that. That's probably a well-rounded financial plan if you can answer those three things and be prepared, and not just that, okay with the results if that happens.
Right.
And say, I know what's going to happen, and here's what's going to happen. I'll be okay.
Mike, I think it was, you know, Warren Buffett at one time, you know, was talking to people about the, you know, the prudent approach to it, and, you know, what happens to your wealth when you don't have a strategy in place and all of a sudden, you know, the market goes backwards. And he akins it to the person who has the immediate heart attack. It does you no good at that point to start cursing the hamburgers, right? It does you no good whatsoever at that point. They had the heart attack. It's too late. There was no protective measures put in place. You should have stopped with the hamburgers, you know, beforehand. Not after the fact. Well, the same thing may hold true in your financial life. We don't know until we do the exam.
Well, and Doug, not just that. I mean, during, you know, being on this show for 23 years, we've seen the major downturns of 2008, 2001. And a lot of times back then, if you went and probably listened to us, we were saying people like to try to do something or call after the damage is done.
Right.
And that's why we talk this way, because we're trying to get you out in front and saying, do something during the good times. And what are you doing? And what's going to happen if things do go bad? These are the questions, because we know the game. We know the routine. What's going to happen? It's, you know, something goes bad, then people, oh, I should get out of the market. I can't believe this. You know, that may not be the right time.
Yeah, 100%. You know, you should make sure that your parachute's in good shape.
Sure.
Right? All right. That's going to wrap it up for this segment. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy to understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes a client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show, and hope you enjoyed that first segment there and really, you know, took the message that we were giving to you there and the importance to making sure that you're paying attention to stuff. But, Mike, you know, this is Thanksgiving week is upon us here, and that always means family get-togethers and, you know, people having a good time and watching football and eating lots of turkey and sitting around a table and arguing over politics and all the other fun stuff that everybody does on Thanksgiving. But sometimes the topic of retirement or financial planning may come up. And I think that Thanksgiving is a good time for people to start to think about the importance of having financial family meetings to talk about the financial assets and liabilities and objectives and desires for the family. And when I say the family, I'm talking about if you are, you know, in your 70s or 60s or 80s, you know, whatever it is, talking with your grown children about your financial situation, because it's really important that people that know, Mike, when you can comment to this and I can comment to this, is how much smoother does it go for families when the parents inform the children about what they have?
Oh, absolutely. You know, 100%. It's so much easier. And, you know, so I guess the hurdle here is, Doug, is that for some folks, they're going to say, well, make believe I'm 68, 70 years old, have a couple of children, and, well, I don't want them to know how much money I have. It's none of their business for them to know, right? How many times have you and I have heard that?
Right.
Okay, so we got to...
All right, so let's talk about...
We got to talk both sides of the coin here.
Well, let's talk to that point for a second. While I would prefer, if that, in my opinion, that the parents fully disclosed to their children what they have, I completely understand if they don't want to, all right? But what I do want you to do then is to... Then don't disclose the dollar amounts to them. You don't have to. Right? You can let them know. We have, you know, want to let you guys know that, you know, if it was me, you know, mom and I, we've got some savings and some investments. I'm going to let you know, where they are invested in case, heaven forbid, something happened to us. And you know, by the way, this is what, you know, this is what we're hoping to do in retirement time. We're hoping to travel or do this or come and visit or what have you. But I think, Mike, the first step to, and I don't think you should blurt this out of Thanksgiving. All right, you know what I'm saying? Like I think that having the meeting is something that should be done properly, for lack of a better way to put it. And I think bringing it up at Thanksgiving is a good idea. Saying, hey, you know, guys, what we want to do is we want to have a family meeting and just talk about, in general, about, you know, our finances, what our plans are, what our desires are. And maybe you want us to facilitate that for you, because we've done that, you know, many times for families before. But I think that the number one thing that people can do if they're going to move ahead with this, Mike, is to write down an agenda for themselves for what the meeting's going to be.
Yeah, get yourself a little organized. I agree. I think, Doug, what we're really trying to say also is there needs to be some sort of an awareness to your financial situation if something was to happen to you both, or not even happen to you both, because, you know, Doug, we always find, too, out of a husband and wife, there's always the more dominant financial person that basically takes care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very seldom, but there are cases
right.
where husband or wife are really joint, you know what I'm saying, where they're doing everything hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually one person does it. So... Not only when both, we'll say, parents are gone, but sometimes when one parent is gone, especially if it's the one that handled the financial affairs.
Sure.
The children need to step up and help mom or dad, you know, get through this and guide through it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's part of it too, right? I mean, let's, you know,
it is a big part of it, Mike. And let me, you know, let me share with the listeners here my personal experience in my lifetime. My father died when he was 46 years old suddenly, and my father was that person in our family that did all that stuff. Now, I was, you know, 20 years old at the time, and so it was a big learning curve for myself and my brother and my mother all at once, because my dad handled all that stuff. And it was, I'm going to openly tell you that it was no treat to suddenly be tossed into this. And I'll tell you something, Mike, the overwhelming feeling, I can recall it, that everybody had was, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, and that was at a very young age, and really like an immediate, you know, I would say emergency.
Right.
I think today what we're talking about, too, is that's one scenario, but I think we're talking about getting older, elderly, okay? And what we're seeing is also, Doug, we're seeing people live a lot longer, and we're seeing people starting to become, how would you say, incapacitated, you know what I'm saying, where they need help with their financial affairs even while they're alive.
Right. And, you know, Mike, it's we just watch it. So, you know, everything that we come on here and we talk to you guys about and we tell you about is pretty much firsthand experience for us, right? So when the families say, and again, if you don't want to get into the dollar details, okay, that's fine. But at least you can say, hey, listen, make a chart of where your investments are and the account numbers there. So if something happens, they have something to turn to and say, okay, you know, we can go in this direction. But let them, I really think it's important to let them know what the plans are. And then, you know what I've experienced, Mike, and I know you have as well, is one of the unintended benefits that come out of the meeting when the parents hold this is that the kids get their heads focused on a little bit. Now, all of a sudden, the 45-year-old, the 50-year-old kid is now more focused, because the parents then turn and say, do you have things going? You know, what do you got going on in your life?
Well, one of the things, Doug, we've been immensely fortunate for at our firm, Wealth Management, you and I, is that so many of our clients, we've gone on to work with their children, or children
right.
have became clients. And, you know, I kid you not, but this year, unfortunately, we've had a few people pass away,
yep.
and we've had a few people even become a little bit where they needed help, and the children had to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know on the cases that I've been working on, thank goodness I work with the children already. And,
right.
and I can't begin to tell you how smooth the transition is. You know, because there's no barriers, there's no walls, there's no, you know, we got to get to know each other. You know, like when we're in the meeting, well, what's this guy Mike saying? What, you know, what does he mean? We're all on the same page and we're all good to go. It's like, you know, we've known each other for a very long time. So those are fortunate situations at unfortunate times.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. And times are different today than they were, you know, years and years ago. And, you know, years ago, it was completely taboo. You know, families never discussed money. It was not even, do not even, you know, bring it up. And we're in a different world now. You know, we got to, we need to, we're in a world where, to your earlier point, we're all living a lot longer than we used to live. And that, unfortunately, comes along with sometimes your memory starts to slip and, you know, stuff like that when you get older. So, even if your memory's not slipping now, well, I think it's pretty important for your children to understand as much as you want them to understand about what's going on in your life, so that, you know, if that does start to come, at least they have some sort of backdrop to turn to. And the other thing is that the real, you know, one of the other big things that I said before was it's also, as a parent, it's leading by example. Right. We used to talk all the time, Mike, that, you know, listen, you are your children's parents until you pass away. And I don't care if you're 90 years old and your child's 65 years old, you're still their parent and they are still looking to you for guidance, advice, and wisdom. And if you can be an example to them and say, this is the way to do it, chances are they're going to have a better chance of being, you know, financially successful.
Correct. And, you know, we talked about going the opposite way of the elderly parents speaking to the children, kind of letting them go on. But let's also say during this holiday season to the parents, let's be good listeners. And what I mean by that, what your children is that if they are telling you about their successes, well, what are they doing with that success? Are they taking care of it? Are they making the right financial moves? Are they doing things? And if they're not and they're struggling and they need help, well, that's also be a good listener and get them some help. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe they need help to get them on the right track or get them going. So, you know, it works both ways, right?
Sure.
Your family, right? Yeah. That's why you're sitting around the table and celebrating the holiday, your family, and you have to care about each other. And, you know, how important is finances?
Well, Mike, you know, also for the I'm sure there's also probably a whole bunch of children listening right now who wish they could get their parents to do this.
Sure.
Right? So you know, like you just said, you know, be good listeners as parents, but also be good listeners if you're the parents, if your children bring this up to you. You know, hey, mom or dad, not for any reason, you know, I'm not curious about your dollar amounts or anything, you know, but, you know, do you have everything all lined up so that, you know, heaven forbid something happened to you guys, you know, we can make sure that what you want to take place for yourself is all taken care of? And, you know, if so, you know, do you have, you know, it written down someplace? And you don't have to show it to me if you don't want to show it to me, but can you tell me where you have the list written down? So if heaven forbid something happened to you, I know where to turn to go and get the list.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, how many times, you know, again, you know, our experiences tell us how many times we've sat down with couples in their 50s. And after we were done, hey, would you be willing to meet with my mother-in-law? Would you be willing to meet with my dad? Because, you know what, they need some help, and not help because they're bad, you know, like they're a mess financially. They have success. They have things, but they've never done anything. And I wish they would have done this. And I wanted, you know, so if you're listening, you're one of those people out there, right?
Yeah.
Somehow, you know, whether it's going left to right or right to left, whatever the thing may be, just be a good listener and give help where help can be.
And listen, folks, Mike and I are, you know, we've facilitated many of these meetings, and, you know, we offer that out to you as, you know, a complimentary consultation with us with no cost or any obligation to sit down and, you know, and have this, you know, meeting with you guys. And, you know, we're happy to do it. And, you know, it's very gratifying and gritty. You know, there's a lot of satisfaction that comes from doing it. So, you know, if you want help in doing it, we're here for you. The number's 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. You know, don't be shy. Take advantage of the opportunity. Anything else you want to add in this segment, Mike?
No, I think we're good. But just family meetings truly do work.
They do work. They really, really, they absolutely work, folks. You know, trust us on this one. Okay? We'll be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope you're getting some value from our show here on this Thanksgiving weekend, and you know, taking heed on what we've spoken about so far, and just to refresh your memory, at the beginning of the show, we really spoke about the importance to paying attention to what's going on with your funds right now, markets at all time highs, and all kinds of things going on, and you know, maybe your accounts are at their all time highs, paying attention to it. Then in the second segment, we spoke about the value to having a family meeting to sit down and discuss financial matters. As a family, so parents and children and, you know, getting all that stuff under control, Mike, it's really, you know, they're both super duper important things.
Absolutely.
So, but this brings us to one of the favorite segments of the show, and that's, you know, what have you been up to lately? So why don't you kick it off, man?
Yeah, Doug, you know what, recently was referred by one of our clients to a business owner. And had the chance to sit down with him and his wife and have a great conversation. And very typical. Two people working very hard, raising a family, have done so many good things and have so much success. Okay, so not having me to come out and bring them success, they've have a success, but lacked in areas. You know, when you sat down and you put it all down as a plan, okay, there was deficiencies in two areas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, was able to speak to him about it. And one thing about successful people, they get it.
Right.
You know, like they're not blocking it out. They're not stubborn. They're not know-it-alls. They get it. And they understand, you know, when you're telling them something and what needs to be developed and what. And you know, great. All good. You know what I'm saying? And want to work on that area. And of course, Doug, what we've heard 1,000 times, wish I would have met you 20 years ago.
Sure.
Wish we would have had this meeting 20 years ago, you know, and been a little more rounded. But nonetheless, you know, a business owner that really does a great job with his business and works very hard at his business doesn't per se have the time to work on the financial plan, if you
mm-hmm.
will. Classic case.
Yeah, no, you're right, Mike. You know, I remember back in the beginning of my career, back in the early 1990s, and, you know, something you just said, you know, triggered that memory for me. And it's, I remember sitting down with a very successful person at the time, and he happened to be a mutual fund manager. And I sat down with him and I was talking with him, and he said to me, and he was, so I was like 27 or 28 years old at the time. And he was like 81 years old. He was an older gentleman. He was ranked as a star mutual fund manager. And I forget, he said to me, always remember during your career to listen to people's ideas, because you're not going to have all the ideas yourself. And to be really successful in life, people are going to present you with ideas that they're not capable of doing on their own. And when you hear the idea, you're going to know it's a good idea and you're going to take advantage of it. Isn't that really what you were just talking about, you know, a minute ago?
Absolutely. And Doug, I can't say it enough. Through the years, some of our most successful clients, you know, not to put their titles out there, if you will,
right,
are they get it instantly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's never, you know, it's the, they don't shoot themselves in the foot, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. They get it. They understand. They can look at a plan. They want to do it. They, you know, and it just, it's just fantastic when that happens. It just, mm-hmm. it clicks, if you will.
Yeah. And, you know, so there's there's a lot of good stuff going on out there. You know, Mike, one of the things that I helped one of my clients with this week, and I wasn't aware of it, and, you know, I'll bring it to people's attention out there, is that if you're and this woman happened to be a school teacher in our state here, a public school teacher, but for a couple of years she worked out of state, so she wasn't part of the pension system here in New Jersey. But she found out, brought it to my attention, taught me something, is that you can buy your time back in circumstances like that. And one of the things that I found that was very interesting is they will allow you to transfer money from a different retirement account into that plan to buy the time back. So she did that. She transferred money from an individual retirement account into that and bought back the time that, and it really was, when we looked at it from a financial standpoint, made all the sense in the world. It was a great idea for her to do that. But I wonder if there's other people out there who weren't aware that you could do that.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there are. I mean, I don't want to call it a complex thing, but it's a thing that doesn't really happen so often.
Yeah, it doesn't make it. Yeah, right. It's not complex. It's just unknown.
Yeah, you know, there's 100 teachers over there doing that every day in that school. No, it's, you know, under a certain situation, you're saying coming from out of state.
Yeah.
And the whole deal. Yeah, no, that's, you learn, right? I mean, that's, you know, we're so proud of that, because practicing as long as we have and been on the air for as long as we have, our experiences, when we talk about these things or when we tell people about these things, because our experiences allow us to, that we've been through these situations, to say, oh, yeah, this is what you can or can't do. It's anytime we learn something, it's fantastic.
Yeah, and we don't know everything
going
in, right? And I certainly didn't know that this was an option until recently. Now I do, and now, you know, we can benefit and we can talk to people about it. And, you know, and it's just another, you know, it's a little tidbit, if you will, but it is something, right?
Yes. Yes.
You know, and, you know, recently too, let's see, we had a bunch of people retire recently. We talked about that already. And, oh, so recently I met with some clients that had a decent amount of money sitting in just a bank. You know, one person had just way too much money in their checking account, right? But another client just had money, you know, sitting in a bank, and not money that they wanted to, you know, expose to volatility or something like that, but asked if there was alternatives that they could seek to get a better interest rate from the bank. And, you know, so we're in the process of that, you know, looking at that right now. And I do believe that I've got some alternatives that may be viable for them, and we're going to get together and we'll take another look at it. But there's people out there, Mike, that got some decent dough sitting in the bank right now. With still, I mean, interest rates at the banks still stink.
I think it's the 12th year running.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it hasn't really changed. And boy, that's unheard. That's really something too, huh? When you think about that. I mean, you know, again, our practicing, for, you know, from all these years, and we saw rates go up and then rates went down and then it's good again. But, you know, rates kind of hit that all-time record low somewhere around, what, 2007, 2008. And here we are going into 20. And really not pretty uneventful, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pretty much in that terrible range, at least terrible for the person trying to make a few bucks with the passbook, the CD, or the checking account.
But opportunity galore for the person that's looking to borrow money at a cheap rate.
Sure.
Right? So it just goes to show you about the two sides to each and every coin that's out there, is that, yeah, you know, if you're looking for some place to generate income, and you're looking for a good interest rate to give you, you know, interest income, it's hard, really hard. But if you're looking to borrow money to buy a home or, you know, something of that nature, the interest rates are great, you know. So it's just the both sides of each and every coin.
Remember when we first started practicing, sitting down with people and hearing, I have this money, I have this $100,000 in a CD. It's paying 6 or 7%.
Yeah.
And I take that interest and I use it and I'm putting it towards my taxes.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that forever.
Yeah, you know, Mike.
You know.
And I also use the example, and people have heard it, of my grandmother. You know, when my grandmother was alive, when I first got in this business, she wasn't an overly wealthy woman. She had like $300,000, but she was getting, you know, I don't remember it. She was getting 7% on her CDs at the time, gave her $21,000 a year of income on top of her Social Security. Back then, she had no problems living the life she wanted to live. If that was the case today, different ball game, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, crazy.
You know, it just is. Another thing that I've had conversation with people recently, Mike, and I know you have too, is long-term care costs and insurances and things like that. That seems to be on people's minds recently. It's one of the waves that, you know, we always say, we joke around that things happen in our office in waves. But recently, we've had some people use their policies that they purchased years ago to go on claim. But I've also had people recently asking me about, you know, long-term care coverages and stuff like that.
Yeah. And you know what, Doug, and I know I've referenced it many times during the year, but it's been a trend over the last couple of years. You and I have had way too many people, if you will, with medical care costs, long-term care type of costs that have to be dealt with, getting an aide, whatever type of situation where people needed money and stuff to do it. And also, quite frankly, people passing away also.
Yeah.
I mean, we've worked on quite a bit of estates, okay, helping people. And, you know, it's certainly there. And the costs for AIDS or home care or whatever you want to, for whatever type, it doesn't matter, is a big thing right now. Where are people getting money from? How do they generate the money from? What's it going to do to the spouse? I mean, these are some of the questions that have been burning through our office.
Well, sure. And also, you know, it just seems like today I'm using a lot of personal life experiences. But as you know, my wife's grandmother died earlier this year at 103 years old. Her grandfather died a couple years back at 99 years old. But her grandmother needed in-home care. And they went through several $100,000 in, you know, in expenses for her in-home care. And look, you know, knock on wood, they were able to pull it off. But the sad reality is had she lived a couple of more years, it wouldn't have turned out like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's important. I mean, it's a big thing, and not even from the financial aspect of it, like the money being used or where's the money to be generated from, but also from the care side of it.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, what's going to happen if you get into that situation? Do you have the fund? You know, so these are all questions we're seeing. I'm saying we're seeing way too much of it because, you know, these aren't the best scenarios that you want to see, but it's the way it is.
I mean,
people are living a lot longer. That's why, Doug, we say all the time, we believe a retirement's 25, 30 years. Well, do the math, folks. We're putting you out into the 90s.
Right.
You know, so.
Mike, you know what? Something else that I did for a client, this was actually a couple of weeks ago. I meant to talk about it during one of the last shows, but I forgot, is help them calculate out, you know, what their car payment would be if they made certain purchases on different, you know, different cars and stuff like that. You know, just did, you know, calculate. And the reason that I tell you that is just to, you know, to remind the listeners out there that our practice is so much more than what people generally believe it is. You know, they hear us, you know, come on the air and they think that, you know, Wealth Management Group is, you know, might have a preconceived notion that it's an investment house or whatever it is. And, you know, the reality of the situation is we're here to help people with their money.
Yeah.
Right. And that means so many different things. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean we're here to, you know, sell you an investment. We're here to help you make financial decisions all the way across the spectrum in your life.
Sure.
Right.
Yep. And you know what, Doug? How about I told you this week, I told you, obviously, we had a first-time listener call in and say, first time I heard the show, and it was great, it was cool, and had some questions because she was a business owner and had some questions.
Yeah, you know, it's
yeah,
it's going on. All right, we got to hop to a break now. Anything you want to add here?
I think we're good.
Yeah, you know what? Before we hop through, I just want to remind everybody that we're available for a complimentary consultation at no cost or obligation to you. It could be a phone conversation. We prefer it to be, you know, in person and sit down and get to know each other a little bit. But if you'd like to do that and take advantage of it, the number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. We're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing this time here with us today. And Mike, I really do think, I mean, I guess I'm biased, I think it was a good show so far. I mean it's you and I sitting here doing the talking. I believe we're doing a good job.
I'm gonna get you one of these weeks. I think we just had a horrible show.
Yeah. But you wouldn't dare say that because you know what I would say if I did. I'm like, all right, we're gonna redo it then. Yeah. So you know, all kidding aside, is that, folks, I tell you a little bit about, you know, Mike and myself here, because maybe you listened to the show for a while. Maybe it's the first time you're catching us. But just want to let you know, Mike and I are two regular guys. We happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. And we've taken the time to study and learn, you know, the various financial strategies and techniques. And more importantly, I think, is we've taken the time to learn how to explain those things to you in understandable terms so that you'll understand. It's one of the things that we're very proud of at Wealth Management Group is that, you know, we believe we take complex ideas and we make them, you know, simple to understand.
Yeah, we want you to feel absolutely comfortable, right, Doug? We want you to not feel intimidated. We want you to be able to pick up the phone and call us whenever you need us or like to. And,
yep,
and that's what we're trying to really establish is a real just comforting relationship.
Yeah. And you know, we're just like you. We're regular guys. You know, on the weekend, we have to do chores around our houses and we coach youth sports and involved in Board of Education stuff and all that stuff. We're just like you guys. We just happen to, you know, specialize in money and money issues. And, you know, if that's what you think that, you know, you would like to have a relationship with is just people who get it and people who understand it and, you know, aren't like highfalutin people. And we both come from very modest backgrounds, upbringing, you know, we're regular guys is what I'm, you know, trying to emphasize to you. We're family men, both married, two children. And, you know, that's just, it's who we are. And we're really fortunate to, I believe, at, you know, at early on in our lives, in our careers, to cross path and team up together and be able to develop Wealth Management Group into the organization that we envisioned all along.
Correct, Doug. And even our show, right? You'll never hear us making a prediction or telling you, go do this. We just don't do it. Our show is based upon really education and awareness.
Yep.
And hopefully you could take that and apply it to yourself and say, this would make my situation better, or this is what I think I need to do, or I need to sit down with guys like Doug and Mike and try to accomplish this.
Yeah, you know, so you're always welcome to have a complimentary consultation with us. Now, it's also important that you understand is that we're old school. If you'd like for us to come to your home, and, you know, we'll do that. We make house calls, you know, we don't carry the black bag like the old school doctor used to, but we carry a briefcase, right? You know, if that counts, and I don't have a stethoscope, but I'll bring a blue pen, you know, so I can take some notes. And or if you would prefer, you certainly may come to one of our offices or meeting facilities that we have, you know, throughout the listening area here. We just really have made an emphasis over the years to be an organization that provides people with good, sound financial guidance in a very casual and relaxed and comforting manner, if you will.
Absolutely. And, you know, Doug, just to talk about what you just said, people recently have said to me that have made appointments when they heard that we would come to the house. They were like super happy because it makes their life easier in their hustle and bustle world of trying to get the spouse. And, really, you would do that? So, yeah, we would to help
yeah.
you.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just
not a big deal. You know?
It's not. It really. Yeah. And honestly, we like getting out of the office and, you know, I don't mind getting in the office and having some car time. Honestly, I don't,
yeah.
you know, and, you know, that's not, that's not the end of the world. So don't ever hesitate to pick the phone up and give us a call to ask for a complimentary consultation. We offer them out because we want to give them to you. Do we hope you like us and become clients of ours? Of course we do. But if we don't, we don't. There's been plenty of people over the years that, you know, we said, hey, listen, you're in a good spot right now. You're doing a good job. Congratulations. If you need us in the future, call me.
Sure.
You know? So the number to take advantage of that is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Don't hesitate and don't be afraid to pick the phone up and give a call. And like I said, even if you just want to have a phone conversation, we could start somewhere, right?
Sure.
Makes all the sense in the world. From Wealth Management Group and Mike and myself, we wish each and every one of you a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving. We hope that whatever it is that you're doing, that you have enjoyment. And if you've got family that you're spending with, enjoy and you have a really good time.
Absolutely.
All right, folks, until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.